Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Andrew Wright from Bradford, Pennsylvania. He's a musician who's hearing impaired, but that doesn't stop him from living his dream and inspiring others to do the same. Share with our listeners your story about losing your hearing and how you were able to make sense of that with your love of music.
It's a daily battle. We all have daily battles anyways. For those folks with disabilities, I tip my hat to you even more because, let me tell you this, it's a constant struggle, especially with trying to do something with a disability that most people just give up. I don't make any excuses with it, especially when it comes to being a musician, being the leader of this band.
You were 13 and you lost about half of your hearing.
Yes, it was one of those things with my hearing is this. When they went in there and they found out what was going on, I actually had like a tumor on the inner ear that had to be removed in both ears. Mm-hmm. And when they removed it, they noticed that the brain fluid was seeping into my eardrums, which caused the major issues with the hearing capacity, obviously.
How good is your hearing today?
My hearing today, I probably hear about, with hearing aids, I probably hear about 80%. Without them, I only hear about 20.
How are you able to be in a band, perform music, and not have 100% hearing? That's fascinating to me.
Well, I'm not supposed to. But it's been one of those things for me, too, where I've been in performing since I was a kid. I mean, I got to fight through it.
Yeah.
Because I have to pay attention more than somebody else that doesn't. I have to make sure I'm moving my mouth more when I'm singing so people can understand me. Mm-hmm. I got to make sure that I'm hitting the notes right because I might not hear the pitches correctly. But you know what? I've been doing this long enough where it's kind of like Beethoven where he they couldn't have any hearing at all over some of the greatest symphonies.
Yeah, he never heard his last one, right? The Ninth Symphony. His most popular one, he never heard.
I bust my butt when I practice. I'm a firm believer in that, too. You're going to practice how you're going to perform.
You're listening to Hometown Heroes on Family Life. Our guest this week, Andrew Wright from Bradford, Pennsylvania, has 80% hearing and is in a band and performs music. Now, I was fascinated by the fact that some of the lyrics in your songs and some of the things you write about. Share with our listeners what you write about and why.
I have an EP coming out here pretty soon. It's going to be 6 songs. One is a cover of a pretty popular pop song from back about 15, 20 years ago. But the other songs that I wrote specifically, just to name a few titles, the song Home, it is a song about internal struggle, about what I go through on a daily basis, what other folks, my listeners might be going through on a daily basis, that internal struggle of what is my place? Where am I supposed to be? Why do I have to deal with this sort of thing? The feelings that you get being a misfit. My faith is huge in my music, too, and my faith in myself, my faith in God above, and really at the end of the day, I know that there's another avenue to those feelings. That darkness, there's a light. I had a best friend that committed suicide. I know a huge hole and a huge void in people. And I really, that's what I want to hit. I want to hit on that. You're not alone.
And music is able to reach those folks in a way that a lot of mediums cannot. And so that's where you have a real opportunity, Andrew, is to reach these people with your music and your message to someone listening right now who may be doubting their dreams because of a so-called disability. You were able to overcome yours. What's your message to that person right now?
I get when somebody says, I don't want your sympathy. Or they feel really awkward when somebody says, oh, I'm sorry you struggle with it. There's no excuse for you not to accomplish something just because you have a disability. I don't care what it is. I've got an amputee friend that still gets around and goes to do different things that it's just mind-boggling to me. I got a friend that was 900 pounds. He is now 200 pounds. He weighs less than I do. Mm. And it's amazing what you can do if you just say, you know what, this is not what I want. Mm-hmm. I can't control it, but I can still go and get the life that I want. Giving up was not an option. End of the day, I don't care what the disability is. I don't care if it's cancer. I don't care if it's something deep. You still got time here. You still got today.
From Bradford, Pennsylvania, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.